My name is Brittany. I hope you guys are having a great Monday, and I hope your weekend went smooth. I hope you was able to get some real rest. And I hope you guys were able to spend time with your families and love on them and hug them and kiss on them. I hope that you guys were able to do that. I spent my Friday night with my nephews and enjoyed them and spent Saturday with them. I always enjoy being around them. I feel like I can be my authentic, playful self when I'm with them and, you know, and things like that. So I love it. They love to spend time with me. So, Monday. I hope today started off better than it did last week. We had a lot of things going on this past weekend. We had Rashad Brooks in Atlanta, 27 years old. He was a father. He was murdered by the police, of course. this stuff is still happening even after George Floyd was murdered. You know, we had other black men who were murdered by the police since then. And it's crazy that it's still just happening. Like, the shit's just like, we haven't made a big deal about it already. You know, and it's crazy that these things are going on still. And I pray for every family out there. I pray for every family. I pray for you. I pray for your protection. I really do. And I hope that God meets you right where you are, man. It's really sad to know that this is a reality that, you know, we have coward ass police officers on the force. You know, I watched the video and you know, you got to be that scary to take someone's life, to think that your life, you know, you're here to protect and serve. You're putting your life on the line, but you take civilians' lives because you're scared of what? What were you scared of that you killed that man? I really don't understand it. It's tough to talk about this in, you know, because you have people in your family, you know, black men in your family and things like that. And you think, wow, you know, it's happening in all kinds of different places. And it's so close to home. Atlanta's just 3 hours away, you know, and I live in the South. We have a lot of things going on social media. We still have people being put on blast for being ignorant and things like that. I'm going to say it again, like I said on the last segment, do not argue with people and do not debate with people who base their beliefs on hate and ignorance. And I pray that people are trying to have positive conversations with people that come from a different world, that's black and white. And, trying to get understanding, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, or anything, like, have conversations and try to understand each other and where you come from and your struggles and reasons, you know. And there's people who are holding themselves accountable around, you know, and people around them, you know, trying to educate people on things that they really just have not a clue about, but they just have a quick opinion, and it's like, it's crazy. And I went on a celebrity's live, and, you know, he said something that was just so... I commented and was like, damn, like, you really said that on your platform. And he said that more than half of those people would not be out protesting if they were employed. And all I could think about was, well, the reality is COVID-19 struck, businesses shut down, so people have the time and the energy to protest. So what's wrong with that? I don't care what made them have time to do it. I don't care what motivated them to do it, but they're doing it. They're doing it. And you know, I just try to comment on your own contributions and not others, especially not groups of people. We already got the media. He was a black man. We already got the media and other things trying to chew us up and spit us out. So, you know, try to be positive on your platforms. And I see that, you know, we have to talk about the bad things, but, you know, I talk about the bad things, but I'm not trying to spread hate amongst people. I just really think that it's common sense. Y'all got to do better. We have to do better. Like, they have to do better with screening their officers and things like that. We have to kill the culture of the KKK being on the police force. We have to kill that. We have to stop that. If you are associated with those types of groups, you do not deserve a badge. You don't. You do not. Because you have beliefs that are based on hate and ignorance. I don't support that. And I'm sure the other families and people don't support that either. So, but other than that, we have a lot of things that are going on with COVID. Hopefully people are still staying safe and distant. If you don't believe that the coronavirus exists, you know, for different theories, you know, like, you don't know anybody personally, yada, yada, yada. My thing is, if you don't believe it, still respect the people that are around you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not a joke. it's not a joking matter. And Black Lives Matter movement is not a joking matter. So it's like, you know, just respect people around you. You know what I'm saying? You really show your true character when you act ignorant. Other than that, I'm officially a non-smoker. I have not bought a pack of cigarettes in over a week. I did have 2 cigarettes in the past week, but I used to be a pack a day smoker, y'all. Pack a day since 2014. And I am no longer a smoker. I have not bought a pack in over a week. This is sticking. I've attempted to quit before where I didn't buy a pack for like 2 months. But I was smoking blacks and things like that. I was just trying to avoid smoking cigarettes. And I realized that you can't replace tobacco with tobacco. But now I'm no longer a smoker. And it was with the help of Chantix. My primary care physician prescribed me the medicine. And it was like $2,500 worth of medicine. And my insurance covered it, thank God. So with the help of Chantix, I did quit smoking. I didn't take the pills every day like I was supposed to. So it was a longer process, but I got through it. I don't smoke. I don't have a taste for cigarettes unless I smell it or if I go around it, of course, at this point. But other than that, I do steer clear of that, and I'm very strong. And I had to start with my triggers, where I stopped smoking in my car. I don't smoke in my car anymore. My car smells brand new. And I also do not smoke at work. That was my triggers, was when I got aggravated at work, I step out and have a cigarette. So I no longer do that. I am officially a non-smoker. I do not smoke, period. You know, and you also have to let go of the toxic things in your life too, the things that stress you out and the things that bring on your anxiety. So that's another thing that you can definitely do. If you have dead weight, let it go. If you have people in your life that's it's time for them to go, let them go. You're better off saying goodbye, I'm telling you. And you'll know that if you love yourself. So love yourself, love yourself, love. Give yourself a hug. Give yourself a hug right now and tell yourself that you love yourself. You know, I remember whenever I was in therapy, and I was in therapy with my pastor. This was years ago. And I remember I had told him that I don't love myself. I just don't. I think he asked me, but I just remember knowing that I did not love myself. And, you know, he put a mirror up to me and he told me to look at myself and tell myself that I love myself. And I cried before I can even say it. And I just realized how disgusted I was with myself. You know, but you can't get away from yourself. You know, you're you. You know, you're in your body. You can't just leave yourself and go somewhere and then come back. So you gotta love yourself. You gotta know that you are blessed. You gotta know that you are fortunate, you know, and be grateful for what you have. You know, there's people who are homeless that are more grateful than people who have everything. Everything. You know, I'm grateful for the fact that I have shelter. I'm grateful for the fact that I can call my mother and tell her that I love her anytime I want to. There's some people who can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for what you have. I think that this year might be just the year to really get people to see that. So other than that, because I'm not smoking, I have started a diet. I'm trying to, you know, heal my body from the inside out, because smoking can really, really, you know, bring on a lot of different things. And I'm just grateful that I am healthy. I'm grateful that my body has the ability to heal with me putting great things in it. And spiritually, I am doing the work there too. And you know, it's going to be a road that I have to travel, and it's going to be a long road. So if you guys have any tips or you have any comments or you want to have a conversation, please reach out. I do appreciate the people who reached out on my last segment and commented and had great things to say about it and questions. I really appreciate it. And somebody wanted me to say the dating sites that I am familiar with. I'm familiar with a lot of dating sites, and you know, they have LGBTQ sites and things like that. Even heterosexual dating and stuff like that. They have that, you know, I have a lot of different sites that I'm familiar with. So please reach out. And I did look up all the sites that are popular for my last segment, because I was actually going to talk about something different other than first date Q&A. I was going to talk about different dating sites and things like that to see what's popular. But instead, I went with the first date Q&A because I was kind of short on time. So this week, all I could think about was everything that's going on. And I wanted to bring some more positive, you know, light to the conversation. And this might not be too positive, but I was struggling with a topic and I talked to someone and I asked her, like, what's a good topic that I could talk about pertaining to relationships? Because I'm kind of drawing a blank. And she had said, she just came right back and said, talk about second choice. And I was like, second choice, you know. And whenever you say second choice in a relationship, it's like, I can describe it as you're dating someone and you know that you're second choice, that if they had an opportunity with their first choice, they would do it. They would go for it. You know what I'm saying? And that's sad, you know, to think about it like that. And then there's some people who have a first choice that they can't have, but you know, you move on and you continue to date and, you know, you meet someone and, you know, they may not meet the expectations. And, you know, like the person that you have is your first choice. So I'm pretty sure people can relate to the topic of being a second choice or being the first choice and knowing that they're dating the second choice, all kinds of different perspectives on this. So only thing that I wanted to really say about it was I have experienced a relationship where I was dating someone that was second choice twice, actually. And it's not a fun thing to do. You feel selfish sometimes because you're like, you know, you whenever you somebody, you know, when you're telling them that you love them so much and they're the best and this, that, and the other and woo, and you feel like you're lying, it's crazy. It's a crazy topic, y'all. So let's explore it. I have a quick story. When I had someone that was my second choice was actually my first my spouse when I was married, and they were I don't want to say they were my second choice, but they definitely felt like it. I could tell because I think I asked them towards the end of our relationship and they didn't give me an answer. I could just see it in their eyes, you know. And my mom even asked me, because I was dating them, and then I met someone, and then we dated for like 3 months, and they unfortunately passed away. And then after they passed away, you know, I grieved. I was going through it emotionally, and I was also coming out around that time too, with my sexuality and stuff like that. And I was dealing with so much emotionally and spiritually. And whenever I lost that person, you know, the person that I was with at first, my ex-spouse, I was with them first before the female that passed away. She was there to comfort me. She was there for me. She was really, really there for me. And then we ended up getting back together around August and started dating. And the girl who passed away, she passed away in April. So we got back together, we dated, and then we moved, of course, we got married and stuff like that. And, you know, she was my first choice. To me, she was my first choice. And I never questioned if the female who passed away, I'm going to call her V, it's what it start with a V. If V was still alive, would I be with her? Would I still be with her? And, you know, I really couldn't answer that question. So second choice, that's what I mean when I say second choice. So I don't know if anybody's experienced it, but I never experienced feeling like a second choice. I have met someone where I felt like I was a second choice for like a small period of time because they talked about their ex a lot and stuff like that. And, you know, and kind of, you know, whenever they compare you and stuff like that, you know, it kind of like make you think, you know, if you, you know, so high strung on them, why don't you go be with them? And that's something that I dealt with years ago. But as of recent, my recent relationships, I can't say that I was the second choice or that they were either. So I don't know, but it's a deep topic. So that's why it's important that you, whenever you get out of a relationship, you grieve that relationship, you know what I'm saying? And you heal from that because you'll take so much stuff into your next relationship that your new person have to deal with and pay for that your ex did, or, you know, and stuff like that. And then you have so much love for them. And you know that if it was a situation where they came back, they just have to say the right things just to get you back. And that's a sad reality. So I wanted to explore that topic because I think it's important. So what do you guys think about? What do you guys think about? Whenever it comes to ending a relationship, how do you end the relationship? Do you stay friends with your ex? Because that was going to be my topic, was being friends with your ex. So would you have been friends? Would you be friends with your ex? I don't know if people do this, you know, in every relationship, you know, where you're friends with all your exes and things like that. I'm friends with some of my exes, but they're mostly males. The males that I've dated or had encounters with was, you know, we talk, we laugh, we chill and things like that. But other than that, I can't say that I have a friendship with any of my female exes, like, period. Very cordial. My ex-spouse, we're cordial. Last time I talked to her was after my brother passed away, and she called to reach out and say that she was sorry for my loss and everything like that. You know, we're cordial. I could call her right now and have just a good conversation. But we don't just talk. We're not friends. We're not friends at all. We're not even friends on social media. You know, we live separate lives, and that's just how it's meant to be. So I don't talk to any of my other exes. And the reason why I don't is because I feel like once you end something that's intimate, once you end something that meant a lot to you at the time, I let it go because I want to go on the path of healing, because, you know, I want to be able to grieve that and not have any interference with that, because, you know, you don't want to give people the opportunity to play with you. You don't want to give people the opportunity to play with your emotions and shit. So I don't like to give people that type of breeding ground, you know, to do that. So sometimes you just got to give that gap, and maybe you can revisit it as friends later on, but you know, sometimes you got to step away from that situation totally, and that's physically as well, and not have that contact, especially when you have a serious relationship. Now, there's some people who date and they both just agree that they were not meant for each other, and they want to see other people, and you could possibly have a relationship, a friendship with them, and that's cool, but you know, there's some situations where you can't, period. You know, it's just some situations where you cannot. So what do you guys think? Do you have friendships with your exes? Do you have friendships with your exes because you can't let them go? Do you have friendships with your exes because you have hope and you're hoping that you're there to catch them when they fall from their current relationships? That's a good question. That's a good question. You know what I'm saying? You have an ex that you're friends with, and then you go on and you're dating and you date someone. And while you're dating this person, this new person, all you can think about is your ex. Whenever they do stuff, you compare them in your mind to your ex and things like that. What do you think? Do you do that? Do you do that? You know, every time I end a relationship or a relationship ends, you know, I have a different level of expectations. And I think that we all go through that, where we have different levels of expectations, because we take some good things from those relationships and we make them a standard, right? So when we make them a standard, we want those, you know, expectations met and things like that. So, you know, when you do that, sometimes it can become a problem, you know, because you can apply them the wrong way by trying to get people to be like your ex. And, it's, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to go that way. You're gonna have to get to know people and love them for who they are, accept them for who they are. Maybe your ex could cook like crazy, but the person that you're with don't cook, and they can't cook, you know? So you find different ways to make that work, because you don't wanna just throw people away for little shit. You know what I'm saying? It happens enough where people, you know, and I feel like dating has become so, like grocery shopping. You know, you go through and you shop and you find, because we're doing it online, right? And we find something that looks good, it's packaged real nice, and then we open it up and we see the contents aren't to our expectations, so we just throw it out. And you know, it's, you have to know what you're looking for when you're dating. What are you looking for when you date? Are you looking for someone that's just nice and treat you right? You know, what's the details of what you're looking for? You know, people make lists of how they want their men built. People make lists of how they want their women built. You know, not physically, I'm talking about with their character and personality and shit like that, and finances and all kind of stuff. I really wonder how people, you know, how people are making their list now. I don't have a list. I don't make a list. I just meet people and I get to know them. And you know what I'm saying? I try to connect with them, because you know, you're meant to have that human connection. So it's important that you know what you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? You don't necessarily have to make a list. You could just be conscious about it and know what you're looking for, you know, and expose yourself to different things. There's nothing wrong with exposure. You know, I'm not big on country music. For example, if I was to meet someone who love music the way I do, and they like country music, And I want them to share with me their experience that they have with country music and why they like it. You know, you just never know. So expose yourself, try new things. You know, people want calm and relaxed relationships all the time, and then they meet someone who's just very outspoken and very wild and fun and adventurous. And it's really sexy and cute at the same time when you meet people that just takes you out of your comfort zone and want to put you in a whole different vibe of positivity and good vibes and things like that, and really try to show you what they've been through and show you their battle scars and how they healed and stuff like that. So it's really beautiful, y'all. So when you're friends with your exes, why are you friends with them? That's a really important question to ask yourself. Why are you friends with your ex? And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing to be friends with them, but I'm wondering, are you friends with your ex because you're trying to keep them in your pocket until they're available and then you can pull them out again and then hurt someone in the process to go back to it? So it's an important question, y'all. It's an important question. So that's why you have to leave your lines open and make sure you grieve and heal and that sort of thing until you get over your ex. And then maybe you can revisit it for a friendship when you know that you can live without that connection. You know what I'm saying? So it's important to think about it. So what do you think? I have people that always reach out. I would love for you guys to reach out on this particular topic. Tell me about your experience. If you really feel that you have someone that you're dating right now at the moment and they're not meeting your expectations sexually or spiritually or emotionally and things like that, because you're comparing them to someone else, that's a problem. You need to put that relationship on pause, or you can have a conversation with them and be honest and open with them. This is what's going to help you guys grow. This is what's going to help it help me grow. What's going to help you grow is being honest, being open, and being honest with the person that you're in a relationship with or building a relationship with. Be honest with them and talk to them about how you feel. Talk to them about what you're struggling with. They may understand and they may not understand. But what's important is that you do it for you and you heal, because you're playing yourself when you're dating people and you're hurting other people, but you're playing yourself when you're dating people while you're still thinking about other things and thinking about other people, because you could be with the person that can rock your whole world, from the inside out and add so much to you. You know what I'm saying? You get one life. How do you want to live it? You know what I'm saying? And whenever you waste someone's time because you're thinking about something old, that could be, you can lose so much life from that. So please, take the responsibility for your own emotions and go get healed and stuff like that. Go talk to a therapist. Go talk to your friends. Go take some time for yourself and get cleansed emotionally and spiritually, and do the work so that when you enter these new relationships with these great people, who are great people, but they may not be your ex, but they're great people. You know what I'm saying? You can really, really get to know them. You can really get to know them instead of trying to add things to them that's not who they are. So that's what this topic was about, was basically being able to let go of the old stuff so you won't have people in your life that are second choice, because people can feel that. I don't know if you know that, but people who are really, really sensitive, especially spiritually, you can feel that. You know what I'm saying? There's some people who are so connected that, you know, you can go out and you can sleep with somebody and you come back and they can just know it. It goes beyond woman intuition. Men have it too. You know what I'm saying? You can really seek those things out. You know what I'm saying? So go get some healing, because it's hurting people and you're hurting yourself. You're taking away from your own life. Another thing that's been going on too is Insecure, man. That show on HBO is freaking awesome. It's freaking awesome. I am on season 4, and you guys have to tune in. If you do not watch that show, watch that show. It's giving me so much life. Like, none of my friends watch it. Only person that I know that watches it is my best friend, but I think he stopped on season 3. So I'm trying to find somebody who is on season 4 so they can talk to me about it, because I can't talk about it on here because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. Or if anybody do listen to it on here and you haven't even seen the last few episodes or even just the whole season, I'm telling you, it's so much worth the binge. And you guys have an opportunity to binge it. I have to wait for it every Sunday to watch it. And I'm finally on the season finale, which, you know, it came out on Sunday evening. I really encourage you guys to tune into it and watch it. I love you guys. Be safe. And don't forget to register to vote. And don't forget to follow me on social media. Brittany Carter, BRITNEYCARTER is my Facebook name. All of my social medias are underneath on my page, where all the links are for my podcast and also for my Twitter, my Instagram, and my Snapchat. So follow me, like, subscribe, do your thing. Love you guys. Y'all have a great, great week.